Hiya, and welcome to podcast number 18. It's been a great week. You had a good week? I've had a great week. Got a lot of new things tonight. Well, a few new things tonight. A few favourites, and a couple of new features. Some new bits and pieces. You know the score. I like to keep it interesting. Got another bit from Matt Stevens. A fantastic new feature, which hopefully, fingers crossed, should be a regular feature. Watch for mothers. You know them? We know them. We're going to start off with that fantastic Icelandic band, Men Are Sins. This is Running a Motorway. Fantastic.
Running the motorway, running the motorway.
Men Are Sins and Running a Motorway. Absolutely fantastic track from a brilliant band from Iceland. They're quite a big noise in Iceland, so have a little look at them. Check them out. I'll put a post on the blog later on, or links on the blog later on. I think it's about time we had some visitors, don't you? Visitors and Same Old Me. Fantastic track from a fantastic band. Go and visit them at www.the-visitors.co.uk. There'll be a link on the blog. There's always a link on the blog. Still got a lot of good things to come. Got the results of the first 15. Bit disappointing, America. You kind of let yourself down a little bit there. Got another great feature with Matt Stevens. We're going to talk about SoundCloud and mention Dropbox a little bit. And then we've got Swine's Head and Napoleon from Watch Your Mothers. They're going to do a song review. That is a lot of fun. Is this thing on? Okay, we're going to have the first 15 after this. This is Amaya Huntley.
Thank you.
Samaya Huntley and Death Row Prayer. Fantastic song. Brilliant songwriter she is. That's samayahuntley.com. So that's www.amayahuntly. Samayahuntley.com. So check her out. Of course, the...
Where do you go to find out about the podcast? Who's been played and where you can buy their music and stuff? Just go to isthisthingonpodcast.blogspot.com. That's isthisthingonpodcast.blogspot.com.
First 15. Yeah, it's still there, isn't it? Look, I'm not that happy about the jingle either. So what I'm going to say is, if you think you can do better, and frankly, you're not going to do an awful lot worse, if you want to do a good first 15 jingle, send it in to me, and chances are I'll play it. Right, let's start off with the first 15. Now, if you don't know how the first 15 works, then you haven't been listening to the previous podcast, but that's not your fault. You might have had things to do. So what we could do is I play you the first 15 seconds of three tracks. You decide which track you like. We want to hear the full version of. Go to the blog, vote. There's a little voting thing there, and you vote for whoever you want to hear next week in full, and I will play the full track. So you're just going to hear the first 15 seconds. So first of all, you're going to hear the first 15 seconds of DWH, and this is a song called Waiting. Right, that's the first 15 seconds of DWH. Now you're going to hear the first 15 seconds of Isaac's Aircraft, and this is called Friends and Foes. This town is 2 a.m. and I can feel the gum beneath my neck and I can feel... Okay, that was Isaac's Aircraft. Now you're going to hear the first 15 seconds of Sunna Gunnlaugs. This is a song called Anima. No, Anima. Right, fantastic. So that was Sunna Gunnlaugs. Don't know how you pronounce it. That's probably not it. Go onto the blog. I'll play these at the end with the winner who got more votes last week. Or this week. I'm never too sure what this week or last week. Anyway, let's have a bit of music and then we'll come back with a feature. This is Kid Russell from Paradise.
Call me Chris Columbus, riding ocean blue. I'm leaving home looking for something new. It's never been done before, leaving my familiar shores. In Central Moore, in my F-150, call me Ford Explorer. Got the rims painted black. I'm not paid, but I can pull off that. And now I'm trying to get the house to match. I went to Philly to prepare my mind. I'm lifting weights, military school's a constant grind. I train hard like Rocky in Part 4, ready to fight the Russian. I'm rushing into this game, spontaneous combusting. I'm crazy, Tony Tracks of Fire. You never heard it from a white boy full of desire to change the game, cause it needs to be changed. I may light this flame in your brain, claiming the whole world's insane. Can you hold the torch lit with spit force that makes these $100 tracks sound like Scott Storch? It's like them long nights in Vegas when you party like your fate is in God's hand.
That's paradise.
When Adam meets Eve, I'm doing the birds and the bees, that's what it feels like inside.
It's paradise.
When you're living your dream, making money that's so green, that's a feast of
peace.
Falling, been risking it all, then your real life becomes
paradise.
I took the Oregon Trail to Cali. I was trying to find my own piece of heaven up in the valley. I felt fully focused for all the Hollywood hocus pocus in the land of locusts. Gotta be strong like Moses. They promised you paradise to pick your pockets. I chose to roam my paradise back where my heart is. Chicago hip hop's new outpost, a mission to give hope. Cause hip hop's become a joke. So I lace it with style and grace and give it a heart deep as grit licks. That's what it takes. I used to think paradise wasn't real. Then I heard this Kid Russ song, Seal the Deal. Give me this iron will to state my thoughts. Hip hop can't be bought, so let me be the light that leads the lost, and I can show you how to find paradise in your own life. It's like them long nights in Vegas when you party like your fate is in God's hand.
That's paradise.
When Adam
Russell, and if you want to look at his music, it's www.kidrussellmusic.com. That's all doubles up. So it's www.kidrussellmusic.com, and that was Paradise. Hang on.
Mummy.
Yes, dear.
I've been writing some wonderful songs of my own.
Have you, dear?
Yes, and now I want to send them to Nick Tan's fantastic podcast, Is This Thing On? Can I, Mummy? Please, please, please?
Yes, dear.
But, Mummy, how do I send them? How?
First, make sure that your name is part of the file name of the MP3.
It is, Mummy, it is. I've done that.
Good. Then, just attach no more than 2 to an email with details of your website, just one website, and send it to isthisthingonpodcast@gmail.com.
Where, Mummy?
isthisthingonpodcast@gmail.com.
Oh, thank you, Mummy. You're the bestest mummy that ever was.
And if you do send some music in, it might end up on this brand new feature.
Oh, we are What's With Mothers on Nick Tan's podcast thing. We're reviewing songs for you, the songs that you did sing. We sent them in to Nick Tan to see if they'll get on this bit. And now we've heard a listen, we can confirm they're a pile of shit.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to Watch With Mothers podcast number... What number is it?
I think it's number 36. Hello!
Number 36, hello. And today, what are we doing today?
Are we doing Terry Wogan today?
Oh, shit, we're meant to be doing music. It's Friday.
Oh, shit, right, no, sorry about that. So you don't want to know Sir Michael Terence Wogan, KBE, born 3rd of August 1938?
No, we're doing music. Don't you remember, Nick Tan asked us to do some music.
Off of the internet, Nick Tan. Hello!
Hello. He sent us those songs. Did you listen to them?
Yeah, I did, yeah. So you're telling me all of the 6 pages of research I've got on Terry Wogan, we're not doing that, are we?
We'll just use that next week.
My speech? I've written a speech.
Forget the speech.
Ah. Yeah, right, fuck it. Right, all right, well, yeah, I've listened to this lot. Did you listen to them?
I did, starting with Vega Ascension.
Right.
And Liftoff.
Liftoff to Infinity.
Is that what it was called?
I think it was, yeah. Liftoff to Infinity. I think, are they Russian?
I believe they're Russian, even though they sound German to my ears.
Right. Have you got any notes?
Got a few notes. You?
Yeah, I have, yeah. Shall I say what I've written?
Yeah, go for it.
I am in 1992. I am making shapes in a field after consuming a Mitsubishi and half a 007. There you go.
Is that your note?
Well, I also did... I was expecting robot voice people to turn up, but they didn't. And I could imagine this as being the opening music to a 1980s cop show.
Very strange, because I've put... This is like a sort of Russian craft work. Yeah. And any second now, I expect the vocal line to come in going, Brother Louie, 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 do 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 be do be do be. You know that song?
No.
And I also think it sounded like, it just made me think I was playing Tetris. Really.
Well, I thought I was expecting somebody to go and go, Earth, 1975. Earth, don't destroy the Earth, boogie people. You know what I mean? Some kind of robot sort of malarkey.
Yeah, but that didn't happen, did it? It just sort of went on for 4 minutes.
Four long minutes.
So you didn't like it then?
I thought it was all right. I mean, I did write in big capital letters, "Lift off!" and nice orchestra bits.
Well, I think if I was in the Soviet Republic in the 90s, and I wanted to go to a club, that's the kind of music I'd want to hear whilst quaffing vodka.
Yeah, and if you'd had a couple of ecstasy tablets and you wanted to make some strange shapes, which were mainly boxes with your hands.
Sort of L-shapes, T-shapes, like Tetris shapes.
Yeah, really. Yeah, exactly. Maybe going down into a trough with the music. Like that.
Hasn't that already been done, though? There was a Tetris remix that went to number one in the 90s.
I think it was, yeah. There was some fellow, wasn't it some bloke in a baseball cap and shades behind the thing? Looking like that bloke out of the Pet Shop Boys. Not that one, the other one.
I think the lyrics went Tetris, 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 Tetris.
Da 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 da. Do the Tetris thing. Da 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 da. Say Tetris over this.
Yeah, it comes in after you've finished that melody. So
right,
that melody.
All right, well, hold on. You ready?
Yes.
Da 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 da. Is that it?
Tetris. Oh, you fucked. Jang jang a jang a jang a jang jang a jang a jang a. Come and play, everything is a-okay. Do you know what I mean?
I do know what you mean. We are talking about Hamilton's song, and I too have made a Sesame Street reference in my notes. I've written Sesame Street music, jaunty American gubbins.
I have written that it sounds like the Magnetic Fields. Have you heard of them, an indie band?
No, of course I've not heard of those. I don't know anything I don't know anything about music at all.
Well, you're obviously a good candidate for this job.
I am, thank you.
So, yeah, it sounds like the Magnetic Fields, and I've written Sesame Street, Ernie off of Bert and Ernie.
Bernie off of Bert and Bernie?
I can't read my handwriting.
Bernard Ernard.
Well, it's that one who's not got a long face.
That's Bernard Ernard.
That one.
Yeah, Bernard Ernard. The other one's Ernard Bernard.
Well, it sounds like him anyway.
Yeah, I thought it was a bit... I mean, no offence to Hamilton, if he's listening, but I did think it sounded a bit like something you'd hear on Sesame Street or something that the Wiggles would do. You know the Wiggles?
The Wiggles, are they the Australian children's entertainers?
They are indeed, yeah, the ones with the polo necks.
The polo necks, and they wear slacks, and they're all middle-aged men, and they dance near children.
Hang around small children.
Not that we're saying Hamilton does any of that stuff.
No, God, no, no. But, no, I thought it reminded me a bit like that. It was like, I don't know, obviously Nick's got quite a lot of American listeners, I assume. But over here, we used to have a show called Rainbow, didn't we?
Oh, we did. I'll paint the whole world with your rainbow.
Not with your rainbow. That sounds dirty.
Why? That's
well, you know,
paint a euphemism.
The whole world with your rainbow, i.e. your cock.
Do you call your cock your rainbow?
No, but what comes out of you? Cock, if you've had a curry or what have you, not curry, you know what I mean, if you've had LSD, paint the whole world with your psychotropic cock. What was my point?
Totally forgot.
Well, anyway, I think that's that, isn't it?
Well, no, I want to get to the bottom of this. Hamilton, is that just his surname, or has he got a first name?
I imagine his first name is either Bernie or Ernard.
Enid?
Or...
Well, now you mention it, it must be Bernie.
Unod?
Bernie Hamilton. Hamilton, call yourself Bernie Hamilton. It'll make you more approachable.
Yeah, Bernie. If you call yourself Bernie Hamilton, and maybe do some songs for grown-ups.
Well, there are some very infantile grown-ups. I'm looking at you.
I'm not a very infantile grown-up. I know loads of stuff about loads of adult things.
Well, porn is not necessarily mature, is it?
Well, the kind of porn I watch is.
So, the Funky Poets.
Funky, funky, funky. They were funky, weren't they?
Bit too funky for my liking.
Yeah, they were. If you like the music of the Red Hot Chili Peppers, thrown together with those people who sung about Scooby-Doo, but in a cool way, they advertised the bridge, I think.
Who?
Do you know, there's a lazy-looking bastard. I'm hanging around with Scooby-Doo. That one.
No, you're going to have to... Who's that, then?
I'm hanging around. There's Scooby-Doo. I'm feeding him Scooby-Doo biscuits. Scooby snacks. That's what the missus has just said, that. That lot. They advertised the bridge.
The fun-loving criminals.
They advertised the bridge.
The fun-loving criminals.
That's them.
I'm hanging around with Scooby-Doo.
Feeding him Scooby biscuits.
It sounded more like level 42 played at 45 RPM to me.
Well, I thought it sounded like Red Hot Chili Peppers crossed with Fun with Criminals.
Smeared in poo.
Smeared in... No, being fed biscuits. What? So, you weren't a great fan of this, then?
It sounded like Frank Zappa, who I'm a massive fan of, but it sounded like...
I don't like him.
It sounded like him in the 80s when he went a bit sort of, 80s.
Well, they all did that, though, didn't they? David Bowie went a bit 80s. You remember, he was all Tin Machine. That was shit.
Paul McCartney also went a bit 80s in the 80s.
Yeah, but his 80s was quite a good 80s.
Well, I suppose it was the 80s.
And that young girl is mine.
That is a good song. Funky Poets could take a leaf out of Macklin and Michael's book there, I think.
I think they should, yeah. I mean, if you're listening, Funky Poets, I think you should throw away all this Red Hot Pepper, Fun with Criminals, Haircut 100 business, and instead... Listen to The Doggone Girl Is Mine by Michael Jackson, sadly deceased, and Paul McCartney, who's got very brown hair all of a sudden, and do songs like that in the future. What do you think?
Essentially what we're saying is, don't waste your time, because the doggone girl is mine.
Boo, boo, the girl is mine.
Anything else to add?
No.
Really, nothing. We've still got a couple of minutes on this.
Oh, have we? Well, the only other thing I've written down here is, what was that thing they kept saying about England?
Something about William Shakespeare, wasn't it? William Shakespeare!
William Shakespeare comes off of England, so do other things, such as brown sauce, pork pies, what else?
The Dictionary.
The Dictionary by Samuel Jackson. Johnson.
So, sandwiches?
Sandwiches. Yeah, we invented sandwiches. We invented the Wellington boot. Well, anyway, is that in the Funky Poets song, is it?
I think that's how it went, isn't it? Hello, William Shakespeare. You got your sandwiches, you got your Wellingtons. Winnie the Pooh, doopy-dooby-doo.
Brown sauce.
Pork pies.
Pork pies. Well, there you go.
Well, I think we've given some sage advice there to the Funky Poets.
Yeah, be more like Michael Jackson and Paul McCartney. Not separately, together. The daydream smugglers, the mushman talkers, they lounge around and read. Old Funky Poets, they cross their legs and they reek of sophistication. They finger paint off costly canvas, but they get the jitters when they get home.
And thanks to Swineshead and Napoleon for what I hope will become a regular feature. Catch up with Watch With Mothers at watchwithmothers.net or click on the badge on the blog. This is me.
wasn't sure. I stood at your gate, you made me wait. The time's gone for promises, I heard them all before. Say that you're leaving, over there's a door.
Me and Don't Make Me Wait. That's going to be all over the place to buy, to rent, to give to your friends. I'll be doing some special offers for people in the next 6 weeks, hopefully. I've got another few tracks to finish on that album. So next we have got a little bit more music. We've got some music from Jui, and I don't know if I mentioned this before, it's been a bit of a frantic night really, because it's very late. In fact, it's Monday already, and I think I'll be putting this out a little bit late this week because I've run out of time. The music that you've heard tonight, you won't hear again for a while. I've had these same artists on rotation on the playlist for the last 4 weeks. So next week, be all completely new artists, completely new songs. So that'll be a brand new start. Now, if you want to find out about my stuff, just go to my website.
Mummy?
Yes, dear?
Mummy, I want to hear some of Nick Tan's wonderful songs.
Do you, dear?
Yes, Mummy. What can I do?
Well, dear, you can go to www.nicktan.co.uk.
Will there be details of his gigs there too, Mummy?
Yes, dear.
Will there be pictures of him and his instruments? Oh, Mummy, please say yes.
Yes, dear.
Will there be widgets too, to click on? You know, those ones that link to his blogs and his podcasts?
Yes, dear.
And links to his friends' websites too?
Yes, dear.
Mummy?
Yes, dear.
Are there links to simply everything that Nick Tan does there?
Yes, dear.
What was the address again, Mummy dearest?
www.nicktan.co.uk.
Oh, thank you, Mummy. Thank you so very much.
Okay, so as I mentioned, this is Dewey and I Am The Man.
Thank you.
That was Huey and I Am the Man. Now, they've actually, all I've got for them is a MySpace site. So if you go to myspace.com /Huey, you will find them. If not, you know where it's going to find, you know where you can find some links. Right, well, as I mentioned earlier on, it's been a bit of a busy night tonight. I've just finished editing the bit that me and Matt have recently done. Without going into complicated complications, I make no excuses for the editing. The editing of this could be a little bit shoddy. I haven't had a chance to listen back to it, so hopefully it will all work. So me and Matt had a conversation earlier on, and this is the result of it. Here we go. Hello, mate. What are we going to talk about this week?
SoundCloud.
It's lovely, SoundCloud. Isn't it?
We like SoundCloud. SoundCloud's another place you can store your music online, but it's really, really good for just putting like demos or additional tracks or things you want to sort of showcase to people in a format that people can just sort of click on. It's really shareable, so people can. Just you know, like you would with a YouTube video, you can take the code and put it somewhere else from your site. It's another one of those sort of music hosting sites, but it's really, really well done. There's a really good iPhone app for it as well, so you can put every music on your SoundCloud site and listen to your music from the SoundCloud site on your phone. So anywhere you are, if you've got a SoundCloud account, you can listen to the music you've got on your account on there. So as a musician, you can have all your music on there. It's a really good site, and it's got an element of social networking to it as well, where you can sort of comment on other people's things and have other people's be friends, virtual sort of friends with you, and join groups as in other sites. But the real good thing about this is it's really good for getting songs up there and getting them and sort of putting works in progress and things of interest. So rather than some sites where it's like your final product, it's a good place to put things that you're working on or things that you sort of want to sort of showcase to people. And it's got a really cool sort of Dropbox feature on it as well, where you can sort of send your music, the music to other people. A lot of podcasters are using it now to sort of move music around the net. So it's really, really good for that.
I've used it recently on the blog for the podcast, whereas I just put the, like you say, you can just grab the code off it and then chuck it into a little app on Blogger, because Blogger is really difficult to put on put music into. But you can use SoundCloud, chuck the code, get the code off it, chuck it in, like we said last week. Don't know how it works. You grab a bit of code, you paste it in this place, and it just works. But what's also nice is you get stats on it as well, which has been quite useful, because I've put stuff that's just on the blog for the jingles, and then I can have a look on the site and go, oh, actually, 20 people have listened to that jingle this week, so that was worth having on.
Yeah, no, that's really useful. The stats are really detailed, and people can comment on tunes like at a certain point through the recording as well. So people can say, oh, this bit was really good, and they're commenting 2 minutes in, and then commenting again at sort of 2.5 minutes in to say, oh, I wasn't expecting that. When it changes in, when there's one change in the song or something like that. And that's a really cool innovative feature as well. I love it. I think SoundCloud's a really, really good thing.
Yeah, you can also add sets. You can get your songs and you can put them in sets or like little groups. So you can send off a little group to somebody of bits and pieces that you're doing.
Yeah, I recorded a live gig a few months ago and put that on there as a set. It was like a free download if people wanted it off my blog, and I just posted it on there as download this set. It was great. It works really well, and it's just really easy to use. It's one of those sites you throw things into it and it all just works, and you've no idea how it works, but it just does.
Yeah. I don't think we're going to make any money as artists. We're not going to make any money directly from it, because you can't bend it. It's more of a toolbox of audio fun.
It's a really, really useful toolbox as well, because it's just so much you can use it for. And like I say, if you want to, one of the things now, as you're making records a lot of the time, people are posting demos and showing what you're doing so you can tell the story of the making of the record. Yeah. And SoundCloud, really useful to tell your story. It's just a fantastic tool for telling that story about what you're working on and what you're listening, how you're creating the album. You can put works in progress on there and really have that communication with your listeners. It's a really good bit of kit.
So it's almost like we could say it's an audio scrapbook.
But yeah, exactly. Audio scrapbook's very, very good. Yeah, exactly what it is. It's get those works in progress on there. Get show And like I said, just for throwing audio around the net, it's brilliant. Really good bit of kit.
And it's really easy to use.
Yeah, well, I can do it. It's got, you know, all you can put things on there in loads and loads of different formats as well. You can throw, I think it's like there's loads of, you can take, it takes WAVs through to MP3, so it's high quality as you want it, and it sounds really, really good. It's not like the MySpace player or something like that, where the actual sound quality is horrible.
So you've mentioned MySpace. Let's try and avoid MySpace.
It's probably best.
Yeah. Well, that's brilliant. Well, now, we were only going to mention one thing today, but I did sort of, we've been trying something else out this week, haven't we?
Dropbox.
Yeah.
Now, Nick told me about this. I've not used it before. Very, very good bit. It's like a little app that sits on your desktop, and what you do, you can put files into it, and it's like instantly, well, almost instantly sends them to the other person. But you can put, instead of trying to do his attachments on an email, with a Dropbox account, you can send across like 2 gigs worth of information in total. Really, really handy when you sort of, especially if you're podcasting or sending music around the net. It's a really useful little app thing, and it just sits on your desktop. You don't even know it's there, and you can just put send music across to whoever you want, or send PDFs or anything that's quite sort of high amount of memory required for it. You can just send across really, really easily.
Yeah, when I found out about it from Swine's Head from Watch Your Mothers, and they use it a lot. And we're going to use it today because we're recording this on Skype. You're recording me.
Yeah.
Over the whereabouts are you, mate? Somewhere in London, aren't you?
Yeah, Tottenham.
You're in Tottenham. Oh dear, I am sorry. You're in Tottenham. I'm down in Eastleigh near Southampton. So we're recording this separately on Skype, and then when we finish this, Matt's going to chuck the audio file into the Dropbox, and in a few seconds, well, a few minutes after that, it will appear in my Dropbox here on my computer.
Yeah,
fantastic. That was brilliant, and I'll speak to you next week.
Cheers, mate.
Right, I have no idea how that sounded. I haven't had a chance to check it yet. Hopefully, it makes some kind of sense. I edited that in about 5 minutes because I was a bit busy. Right, now it's time for this. As I said earlier, if you can come up with another jingle for the first 15, I will play it. I will bloody play it. Right, so let's get this on the road. First track we're going to hear the first 15 seconds of is DWH, and this is Waiting. Break down a discipline, cut the- okay, now this is Isaac's Aircraft and Friends and Foes. Just down this two-way am, and I can feel the gum beneath my neck, and I can feel. Okay, and the third track is Suna Gunlags and Anima. Superb, that's Suna Gunlags and Anima. So go to the blog and vote for them. And whoever gets the most votes by the end of voting, it's only last a week or so, will get played at the end of the show, which is now. And the person who won, I'll do it in reverse order. Let's do it in reverse order. Kevin Reeves, our rapper, you got one vote. I think he might have voted for himself, actually. I never know. Scott Turchin got 3 votes. Matt Taylor with a massive 14. A little bit down on last week and a little bit down on the week before that when we had like 100 and 200 votes coming in. But there you go. People can't be asked to vote, then they're not going to bloody win, are they? So this is Matt Taylor on a song called Fat Tuesday's Blue. He won the most votes, so he gets played at the end of the show. And you can catch him at www.matttaylormusic.com. That's MATTAYLOR music.com. And I'll see you next week. Bye.
stop by. That Tuesday used to have a reputation for hanging out with all the right guys. That Tuesday doesn't know me, and I guess he never will. That Tuesday.
Tuesday is blue.